The title for my homily this morning is Heart Speaks to Heart. Heart Speaks to Heart. In the collect with which we began our Mass was this part of our prayer. Rejoicing in this annual celebration of our Lenten observance, we pray, O Lord, that with our hearts set on the Paschal mysteries. So this is the first thing about the heart, to be set on the Paschal mysteries. And then prior to hearing the gospel this morning, this quote from Psalm 95. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Harden not your hearts. So I want to begin by talking about the heart that matters the most. It is the heart of God. And in that most famous of Psalms, David says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. God's steadfast love, abundant mercy. The word in Hebrew is a beautiful word. It's the word hesed. And the word hesed means mercy, compassion, understanding. And in Psalm 103, there's a beautiful way that this is described, that God knows whereof we are made. He knows that we are but dust. And as a father has compassion on his children, it's the same word hesed, so the Lord has compassion upon us. And so the heart of this homily is, of course, the heart of God. To discover more and more his steadfast love, his compassion, his mercy. But what about us? What's the nature of our heart? Well, in this reading from Hosea and from the gospel, we discover three different kinds of hearts. We discover the fickle heart, we discover the contemptuous heart, and we discover the contrite heart. In the reading from Hosea, oh, and by the way, Hosea, of all of the prophets, reveals the heart of God more than any of the other prophets. Indeed, Hosea was asked by the Lord to marry a woman whose name was Gomer, who was a prostitute. And so the prophet would experience in his own relationship with Gomer this woman who had a very fickle heart. And as you read through the prophet Hosea, repeatedly God pours out his heart to us. And here we are given privilege to hear something of what the Lord feels about the people he loves, but he acknowledges that their heart is indeed fickle. Listen again to these words. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he who has torn us will heal us. He who has struck us, he will bind us up. Let us know and press on to know the Lord. But then listen a little later to what the Lord says. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? Ephraim, by way, is a nickname for the northern kingdom of Israel. So Israel, what will I do with you? And then he refers to Judah, the southern kingdom. And what will I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Do you hear? At first, the people are so enthusiastic. Yes, we're going to return to the Lord. And then here the Lord says, I love you so much that I'm going to use the nickname Ephraim to talk about Israel. But I know that your heart is fickle. Now here's the challenge. Sometimes when we're aware of having a fickle heart, we want to become super religious. I'm going to make sure I do everything right. I am going to be the most scrupulous, the most devout Catholic possible. But then that can lead to developing a contemptuous heart, like the Pharisee. Remember that the word Pharisee means the separated ones, because they understood that at the heart of what they were called to do was to preserve Judaism within a world that was very anti-Jewish. And yet, because they didn't want to have fickle hearts, they became so strident and stringent and judgmental in how they turned and looked at others. God, I thank you that I am not like other people. Thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all of my income. Now, here's the problem with the person with a contemptuous heart. They can think, I am in a great relationship with God. I am feeling so good about me, and God's feeling good about me too. And yet, we then hear about the third heart, and that's the contrite heart. Returning back to the psalm, the sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O Lord, you will not despise. So what does that mean? I think it means in part that I need to acknowledge that I have a tendency towards having a fickle heart. But rather than that leading to a hardened and contemptuous heart, it brings me to the cross. It brings me to the mercy, to hesed, to the compassion of God. And then we learn in having a truly contrite heart, understanding those sins with which we have to deal in our own lives in such a way that, like the tax collector standing far off, who would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast, says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now think about the interiority of this man's life. He didn't feel like he had it all together, like the Pharisee. He had a deep sense of sorrow and true contrition. But the one who was in the true relationship with the heart of God was this one. And this is what we are invited to continue to consider through our Lenten journey. I'm not going to read through this with you now, but I've printed off something that you might take with you and reflect on, perhaps particularly if you're planning to come for reconciliation during the Lenten season, that this is a way to do a heart exam. And it's taken from this book, if some of you get The Word Among Us, the Lenten version. So something to well worth taking a little bit of time to considering. So as we continue to examine our hearts, let me end with this thought. The more we discover the mercy of God, the more we discover what it is to have a truly contrite heart, this can lead to a true conversion in our lives and in our community of St. Peter's. Because then here, we pray that what people will experience is not a Pharisaical spirit, but people will acknowledge that we are all in this together. And that in desiring to know his mercy, in turn as we receive his Eucharist, you and I will in turn become a people whose hearts are being converted. So true contrition leads to true love. And then we are able to hear the words that come at the very end of the reading from Hosea. For I desire steadfast love, not sacrifice, the knowledge of God, rather than burnt offerings. Doesn't mean that he doesn't desire our worship, but that our worship comes out of the place of a heart that in being truly contrite knows his hesed, his steadfast love.